So we're just going to speak out a couple of interesting ha'aris about the din of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Ches, a person has to be mashlim parshiyosev min atzibur every week, and you have to recite Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. You have to say the pasuk, read the pasuk twice, it's at the etzem reading of the pasuk, and once the reading of the Targum. That is the takona of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. The Gemara says a person who fulfills this mitzvah properly is going to be zeichet to arichas yomim v'shanim. So there's a din that you're supposed to read the psukim twice in the parsha of the week and the Targum once, and that's the din of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. Now the Gemara says you're mechuyev to be mekayim this din of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum avafilu atoris v'divin. Even the pasuk of Atoris V'divin, even that pasuk, you have to mekayim the din of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. Now, what's the chiddush of even Atoris V'divin? Now, what's Atoris V'divin? Atoris V'divin is cities that were given over to Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvain. They were in Eivar Yarden, and these specific Shvatim Yarshin Eivar Yarden, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael proper. And one of these cities on the list, the couple of cities on their list, was Atoris V'divin. So what is the chiddush of the Gemara that you have to be mekayim Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum afilu Atoris V'divin? Rashi understands that the chiddush is that even psukim that don't have a Targum, like these psukim, so you just read the pasuk three times. Instead of having two Mikra and one Targum, there is no Targum. So you would think that you just have to read it twice and finish because there is no Targum. So the chiddush is that a pasuk that doesn't have a Targum, read it three times. Read it three times. That is the opinion of Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. In fact, Tosfos, why would the Gemara choose an example of Atoris V'divin as a pasuk that doesn't have Targum, where instead of just sufficing with two readings, you should read it three times? L'chaira, there is a Targum on Atoris V'divin. Now, even though there's no Targum Onkelos, but there's a Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Yerushalmi says, Machlelto umalbeshto, as the Targum for the words Atoris V'divin. So rather, you should find a pasuk like Ruvein B'Shimon, which has, in fact, no Targum, as an example of a pasuk where it has no Targum, where you're supposed to read it three times instead of twice. So what's the pshat over here that we use the moshel of Atoris V'divin if we're trying to bring out a point that if the pasuk has no Targum, you read it three times rather than twice? L'chaira, Atoris V'divin has a Targum, it has a Targum Yerushalmi. Zok Tosfos, I disagree with Rashi. And Tosfos says, no. The chiddush of Atoris V'divin, that you're mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah, Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum, afilu Atoris V'divin, means, even though there's no Targum Onkelos, there's no Targum Yodua, Tosfos says, but since there is Targum Yerushalmi, you're mechuyev to lay in the pasuk, read the pasuk twice, and do one reading of the Targum Yerushalmi, and even though it's Yerushalmi, it's not the regular Targum, still you have to mekayim the din of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum, and the din applies even by Atoris V'divin. That is the opinion of Tosfos. Now, what would Tosfos hold by a pasuk like Ruvein V'Shimon, which has no Targum, not even Targum Yerushalmi? Would Tosfos hold that you could simply read it twice and finished? Or does Tosfos in fact agree to the halacha of Rashi that if it has no Targum, like Ruvein and Shimon, you have to actually read it three times? So that is a suffix in the Rishayim. The Rabbeinu Yonah understands, like Tosfos, that afilu Atoris V'divin means afilu these psukim that have a Targum Yerushalmi rather than a Targum Onkelos. And Zog, the Rabbeinu Yonah, what about a pasuk like Ruvein and Shimon, which has no Targum? Do you have to read it twice, or do you have to read it three times? Zog, Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a suffix. So it's a suffix in the Rishayim. According to Tosfos, if it's Atoris V'divin, you, in fact, have to read it three times because Atoris V'divin has Yerushalmi. But what if it's like Ruvein V'Shimon, which has no Targum at all? Then it's a suffix. Perhaps you could only you could get away with only reading it twice rather than having to read it a third time. So that is the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos and how to teach up the Gemara. When the Gemara says that you have to read Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum afilu Atoris V'divin. Now, Lamaisa, what's the pshat in Rashi? Why, if Rashi's trying to bring out a case where you have to be mekayim the din of Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum, even if the pasuk has no Targum, why, in fact, would the Gemara choose an example of Atoris V'divin? A Torah even has a Targum, has Yerushalmi. Why doesn't the Gemara choose an example like Reuven v'Shimon, which has no Targum at all? How does Rashi address the question of Tosis? There's a very interesting piece from Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz in Yaris Dvash. In Yaris Dvash, in Chelek Sheni, Drush Beis, Lezayin Adar, he says a very interesting pshat in Rashi. He says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel says, Osir lahazkir shem avodah zarah, chutz mishem avodah zarah haksuva b'Torah. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to mention the name of avodah zarah. Right? Shem elohim achirim leisaskiru. You're not allowed to mention the name of avodah zarah. However, there's an exception to the rule. If this type of avodah zarah was mentioned in the Torah, you're allowed to mention this name. It's mutter to be mazkir, this name of avodah zarah. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel says. Zogt the Yaris Dvash. The Zohar says pshat in this Gemara. What's pshat that if it's written in the Torah this name of avodah zarah, you're allowed to say it? Zogt there because vayis tois that this type of avodah zarah has a tzad kedusha, has an element of kedusha as well as tumo. Ve'im esitra de toivira. Ve'itzadas asher mishapech meira letoiv umitoiv. So says the Zohar, quoted by the Yaris Dvash, anything that's mentioned in the Torah has a tzad kedusha in it, and therefore this avodah zarah, even though it has a tzad tuma, you're allowed to mention it by name because lamais it also has a tzad kedusha in it since the Torah mentions it. Says Rabbeinu the Yaris Dvash, that's the pshat in Rashi in our Gemara. The Gemara says la'olam yikra adam shnayim mikra v'echa targum mafilu atoras v'divin. And Rashi says, why do we say that an example of Afilu Ataras V'Divan as a Chiddush? Says Rashi, because these psukim don't have Targum. So I would think you could just read it twice and that's enough. So Kamashmo, you have to read it three times. V'Hikshu Ataisvis, Zok the Yaris Tvash, Loma Nakat Elish Yeshlem Targum Yushalmi. It has a Targum Yushalmi Ataras V'Divan. V'Loy Nakat Sharmakoyim Shalem Targum Klal. Why don't you say Reuven V'Shimon or anything else that doesn't have a Targum at all? Says the Yaris Dvash, very interesting teretz. V'nira the Targum Yerushalmi mefarish yas malbeshta v'yas machlelta. What's the Targum Yerushalmi for the words of Ataras V'Divan? Again, these are two cities in Eivir HaYarden that were captured by Klal Yisrael and were given to Shevet Reuven and Shevet Gad in Eivir HaYarden. So that's these cities of Ataras V'Divan. So the Targum Yerushalmi is yas malbeshta v'yas machlelta. What are these names, Yasmal Beshta and Machlelta? Says the Yaris Dvash, Rashi in Bamidbar Yud-Tes-Tes explains that these were the original names of these cities, and Klal Yisrael changed them to Ataras V'Divan after conquering these cities. In other words, the Goyim used to call these cities Malbeshta and Machlelta. That was the names of these cities, and they were names of Avodah Zarah. It was the shame of Avodah Zarah, and that was the names of these cities, Malbeshta and Machlelta. And when Klal Yisrael conquered these cities, they gave these cities new names, and they called it instead Ataras V'Divan. So Ataras V'Divan was the new names, and the old names were Malbeshta and Machlelta. Azoy Zogt Rashi. Now, says the Yaris Dvash, what's pshat in the Gemara over here? I would think that you don't have to do the reading of Targum in this case, that you have to say you have to read the Pasuk twice. But Targum you don't have to say, because the Targum is the name of the Avodah Zarah. Malbeshta Machlelta was the name of the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it should be usur to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Zok the Gemara, Afilu Hachi, even though they are names of Avodah Zarah, you're mechuyev to read Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum, even on this Pasuk, and you have to read the Pasuk of the Targum, Malbeshta Machlelta, even though that's the Targum Yerushalmi. Why? The Teretz is that just as when it comes to Psukim, if the Torah mentions the name of Avodah Zarah, Vaistois is a Tzad Kedusha, and therefore you're allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah because it has a Tzad Kedusha, so too, if the Targum Yerushalmi mentions the name, such as over here, where it mentions the name Malbeshta Machlelta, also in such a case, their Vaistois is a Tzad Kedusha, and there's a Heter, you're allowed to mention the names of these Avodah Zarah, and therefore you could, in fact, be Mekayim the Din of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, even on these particular Psukim. That's the interesting pshat in the Yair's Dvash. Now, the question that we're going to talk about is the following shaila. What is the halacha nowadays? Nowadays, many people don't understand Targum Onklus. They don't understand what they're reading. And what's the whole point of the mitzvah of Shnai Mikvecha Targum? That you're supposed to read the psukim twice and read the Targum because Targum explains the psukim. It's a translation of the psukim. And that was the whole objective of Onklus. And since you're supposed to understand what you're reading, Chazal wanted you to understand the psukim and understand the Torah, we said you have to read Targum in addition to the Mikra. And the question is, nowadays that you don't understand the Targum, are you mekayim the mitzvah by reading Targum Onklus? Or maybe you have to read, let's say, Rashi, which explains the psukim, and the Shulchan Aruch says you can mekayim the din of Shnai Mikvecha Targum also all day reading the psukim twice and the Perish Rashi. Perhaps you should be mechuyev to use Rashi nowadays because we don't understand Targum Onklus. That's the question. Now the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down the halacha, he says you could be yaitzeh with Targum Onklus and you could be yaitzeh with Rashi. And he says Yori Shemayim should be yaitzeh with both and read both. But the point is, are you yoitze with Targum Onklus if you have no inkling as to what the Targum Onklus means? So, there's actually a machlekes rishonim, and some rishonim taka hold that if a person doesn't understand Targum, but he understands, let's say, English, instead of laning in English, it's better to lane it in English. In other words, you read the pasuk twice, and then the targum you'll do in English, an English translation, because then you'll actually understand what you're saying. You understand the psukim, and the whole point of Shnai Mikvecha Targum, the point of the third reading being done in targum, is to understand what you're reading. Therefore, fakir, some rishonim hold that it's better to read in English, b'loshen laz, rather than the loshen of targum. Lamaisa, though, we don't paskin like these Rishonim, and we paskin that you're not yoitze your mitzvah b'chlal, you're not yoitze shnai mikvecha targum if you use the targum of English, and it's not adequate if you use a different language other than targum or Lashon HaKodesh. In other words, b'lashon laz, according to some Rishonim, you can fulfill your mitzvah of shnai mikvecha targum with that, but we paskin that you do not fulfill the din of shnai mikra by reading the targum being done in lashon laz, such as English. And the question therefore becomes that if that is true, that you're not yaitzeh if you do it in English, so perhaps the pshat is that Chazal Lamaisa instituted that the targum should be done on yidei targum onklus. And therefore, even if you don't understand Targum Onklus, perhaps the chiyuv remains to read the third kriya being in Targum Onklus. And therefore, even though you don't understand, perhaps the takana that Chazal initially instituted remains intact, and therefore your yaitzeh, even though you don't understand Lashon Aramis, you don't understand Lashon of the Targum. So many paiskim bring a raya that you are in fact yoytzei the mitzvah, the din, a shnai mikvecha targum, even though you read it in Targum Onklus, which you don't understand at all what it means. Now, even though the point is that it should be a targum, it should be a translation, you're still yoytzei even though you don't understand the loshen of Aramis, which is the loshen of Targum Onklus. What's the raya? The raya is as follows. The Rishonim say, in Maseches Megillah, that Bizman Azeh, we stopped the minig of having a metargum. We used to have a meturgaman during Kriyas HaTorah, that after each pasuk was laned in the Torah Barabim, they would have some person there, a meturgaman, explaining the translation and saying over the Targum Onklus in front of the congregation to explain what the pasuk was referring to and what the pasuk was all about. And that's why they had a meturgaman that used to say over the Targum Onklus in between psukim to try to teach the Olam what the Pasuk was trying to impart. Now, the Rishonim say that this minhag stopped. Why does this minhag stop? Zok the Rishonim, because dafka bizman the Gemara, they understood the Lashon Aramis, and therefore there was actually a tayeles and a purpose in having the Targum Onklus lamed or said over to the Tzibur, because they taka understood Lashon Aramis, and therefore it helped them understand the Pasuk. However, say the Rishonim, Bizman Azeh, we don't understand Lashon Aramis. Therefore, there's no toiles in having a meturgaman translate the pasuk in Lashon Aramis, in Targum Onklus. And therefore, the entire practice of having a Meturgamim there completely fell to the wayside, because there was actually no point in having the guy say it over in Targum Unklis, because we didn't understand Lashon HaRamis. Yet, the same rush that says that we stopped having this minhag of having a Meturgamim during Kriya Satoira because we don't understand Lashon HaRamis, that same rush also paskins that your yoytze bizman hazeh, your yoytze with shnayim vekavecha targum, saying the targum b'loshna ramis. So you clearly see that he's working with the assumption, with the premise, that people don't understand loshna ramis, and yet he's saying that the way how you mekayim the mitzvah shnayim vekavecha targum is by saying the pasuk twice, and then reading the targum onklis. So l'chayra, there's a raya from the Rosh, and from these other rishonim, that you don't have to understand Targum Onklis to be mekayim the mitzvah shnayim vekavecha targum. And even though you don't understand it, it's sufficient to merely read it, since that was the original takana, and you're fulfilling the mandate of Chazal by reading Targum Onklis, despite the fact that you don't understand what you're reading. That is the raya. So there's a raya from the Rosh that even though you don't understand Targum Onklis, you're mekayim the mitzvah of shnayim vekavecha targum if you read it in the Targum Onklis, even though it's in Lashon HaRamis, since that was the original takana, and even though the point of the takana was that you should understand the psukim, lamaisa, that was the takana in your yoytze if you read it in Lashon HaRamis. However, the Chofetz Chaim is actually mechadish that you're not yoytze the din of shnayim vekavecha targum if you read the targum and you don't understand Lashon HaRamis, you don't understand the words of the targum. And I'll read you his Lashon. This is a letter from the Chofetz Chaim in Michtav Yurches. Ve'al yoymer ha'odom. And a person shouldn't say, Hine ani mavir ha-sedr shnayim mikravecha targum b'zani yoyti dechavasi. I'm going to be mekayim my din of shnayim mikravecha targum. I'm going to read the psukim twice, and I'm going to read the targum once, and then I'm already yoytze. I fulfilled my obligation of shnayim mikra and finished. Loy chein hadavar, zok the Chofetz Chaim. That's incorrect. Ki bizman ha-gemara, in the times of the Gemara, hoya oz ha-targum limud godol v'nichmod. In that time, the limud of targum was taka a very prestigious and a very practical limud. Shayodai hevinu ha-moines ha-toyroh. That's taka the language that they understood, and therefore that's how they understood what the pasuk was trying to tell them. Ma she'en kein etzleinu biyomeinu, zok the Chofetz Chaim. Ein onu yoytzim yidei chayvasim mitargum. Today we're not yoytze our chiv of shnayim mikra when reading the third laning al yidei the targum. Why? Livi she'ein hamoinei am mevinim oysoi v'tzvicham onu lebir nichbad shifarish heitavis teres terasa seinu akadosha. We don't understand, the Hamoinam doesn't understand Targum Onklis, and therefore, in order to fulfill the din of Targum, you need to actually read something that touches up the pasuk. And how do we do that? Bizman hazeh, zok the Mishnah Berurah, ubir kazehu pirish Rashi, v'hu etzleinu medino b'mokom ha-targum shalifrim. And today, that is in lieu of the Targum Onklis of olden times. Today, pirish Rashi is the pirish that explains the psukim to us. So this Chofetz Chaim seems to say that you are in fact not yoytze the din of shnayim mikravecha targum if you read the Targum Onklis in our time, since you don't understand it, and the entire objective of the third reading of the pasuk in Targum Onklis, was only so you should thereby understand the words of the pasuk. Lamaisa, most Paiskim disagree, and most Paiskim hold that you are in fact yoytze the din of shnayim mikravecha targum even by the reading of Targum Onklis, and that's taka the minhag that many people are noyik taka to be mekayim the din of shnayim mikra by laning the pasuk twice and targum once. But because a person doesn't understand it, it's zicher lichatchilo, zicher better to, in addition to laning the Targum Onklis, you should also read Perish Rashi on the Torah.